Ima djevojku po imenu Ana.
There is a girl named Anna.
Ana ima puno odjeće.
Anna has a lot of clothes.
Ona želi izgledati moderno.
She wants to look stylish.
Ana otvara svoju garderobu svaki dan.
Anna opens her wardrobe every day.
Ona pronalazi mnogo šarenih majica.
She finds many colorful shirts.
Ana voli svoje haljine i hlače.
Anna loves her dresses and pants.
Ona voli miješati i usklađivati.
She likes to mix and match.
Ana pokušava različite kombinacije.
Anna tries different combinations.
Ona voli svijetle boje.
She loves bright colors.
Ana odlučuje što odjenuti.
Anna decides what to wear.
Ona isprobava svoje odjeće.
She tries on her outfits.
Ana se osjeća sretnom sa svojom odjećom.
Anna feels happy with her clothes.
Ona je spremna za školu.
She is ready for school.
Ana ide u školu svako jutro.
Anna goes to school every morning.
Ansu Fati je mladi nogometni igrač.
Ansu Fati is a young football player.
On igra za Barcelonu.
He plays for Barcelona.
Ansu voli svoj klub, ali on je nesretan.
Ansu loves his club, but he is unhappy.
On želi naći sreću.
He wants to find happiness.
Ansu sanja o igranju u boljem timu.
Ansu dreams of playing in a better team.
On želi preseliti u drugi klub.
He wants to move to another club.
On misli da je ovo pravi izbor.
He thinks this is the right choice.
On želi biti sretan i uspješan.
He wants to be happy and successful.
Ansu vjeruje da to može učiniti.
Ansu believes he can do it.
On želi novu avanturu.
He wants a new adventure.
Ansu je spreman za budućnost.
Ansu is ready for the future.
Jet Set Club nekad je bio živahan prostor u Santo Domingo.
The Jet Set Club was once a lively place in Santo Domingo.
Ljudi su dolazili svaki vikend plesati i uživati u glazbi.
People came every weekend to dance and enjoy the music.
Međutim, jedne noći sve se promijenilo.
However, one night everything changed.
Desila se strašna nesreća u klubu.
A terrible accident happened at the club.
Krov se iznenada srušio, izazvavši paniku.
The roof collapsed suddenly, causing panic.
Mnogi ljudi su povrijeđeni u tragediji.
Many people were hurt in the tragedy.
Nazvali smo pomoć i brzo smo otišli da ih spasimo.
We called for help and rushed to save them.
Dani nakon toga bili su vrlo teški.
The days after were very difficult.
Izgubio sam mnoge prijatelje te noći.
I lost many friends that night.
Vlasti su odmah započele istragu.
The authorities began an investigation immediately.
Cijeli grad je tugovao za žrtvama.
The whole city mourned for the victims.
Uvijek ću se sjetiti te tragične noći.
I will always remember that tragic night.
Tragedija Jet Seta neće biti zaboravljena.
The Jet Set tragedy will not be forgotten.
U modernom društvu, sve prisutnost digitalnih uređaja postala je mač s dvije oštrice.
In modern society, the omnipresence of digital devices has become a double-edged sword.
S jedne strane, tehnologija poboljšava komunikaciju i pristup informacijama.
On one hand, technology enhances communication and access to information.
Međutim, to također doprinosi fenomenu poznatom kao tehnostres.
However, it also contributes to a phenomenon known as technostress.
Ovaj pojam predstavlja stres izazvan stalnom povezanošću koju zahtijevaju naši uređaji.
This term represents the stress induced by the constant connectivity demanded by our devices.
Mnogi pojedinci prijavljuju osjećaj preopterećenosti i tjeskobe zbog ovog neumornog pritiska.
Many individuals report feeling overwhelmed and anxious due to this relentless pressure.
Za borbu protiv tehnostresa, presudno je uspostaviti granice između privatnog i radnog života.
To combat technostress, it is crucial to establish boundaries between personal and work life.
Prakse kao što su digitalne detoksikacije i planirano vrijeme bez uređaja mogu olakšati simptome tehnološkog stresa.
Practices such as digital detoxes and scheduled device free time can alleviate symptoms of technostress.
Na kraju, razumijevanje posljedica naših digitalnih navika ključno je za očuvanje mentalnog blagostanja.
Ultimately, understanding the implications of our digital habits is vital for maintaining mental well-being.
Osnažujući pojedince znanjem o tehnostresu, može dovesti do zdravih digitalnih interakcija.
Empowering individuals with knowledge about technostress can lead to healthier digital interactions.
U doba koju dominira znanstveni napredak, filozofi se bore s dubokim pitanjima o prirodi stvarnosti.
In an age dominated by scientific advancement, philosophers grapple with profound questions regarding the nature of reality.
Ova pitanja istražuju kako znanstvene teorije oblikuju naše razumijevanje svemira.
These inquiries delve into how scientific theories shape our understanding of the universe.
Filozofi razmišljaju o implikacijama kvantne mehanike, preispitujući temeljne pretpostavke.
Philosophers ponder the implications of quantum mechanics, questioning fundamental assumptions.
To vodi do bogate rasprave o kosmonauci i determinizmu.
This leads to a rich discourse about causality and determinism.
Istraživanje ovih tema donosi dublje razumijevanje filozofskih osnova koje upravljaju znanstvenim ispitivanjem.
The exploration of these themes yields a deeper appreciation for the philosophical underpinnings that govern scientific inquiry.
Filozofija tako ne služi samo kao pratnja znanosti, već kao kritička leća kroz koju ispitujemo naše pretpostavke.
Philosophy thus serves not merely as a companion to science, but as a critical lens through which we examine our assumptions.
Kako se znanstvene paradigme mijenjaju, tako se i naše perspektive moraju razvijati.
As scientific paradigms shift, so too must our perspectives evolve.
Na kraju, potraga za znanjem isprepliče obje discipline, otkrivajući dubine naših kognitivnih nastojanja.
Ultimately, the quest for knowledge intertwines both disciplines, revealing the depths of our cognitive endeavors.
Jednog sani poslije podneva, grupa prijatelja okupila se kod Sarahine kuće kako bi razgovarali o svojim životima.
One sunny afternoon, a group of friends gathered at Sarah's house to talk about their lives.
Oni su raspravljali o svojim poslovnim rasporedima i koliko su nezdravi postali.
They had been discussing their busy schedules and how unhealthy they had become.
Iznenada, Jenna je predložila da zajedno istraže zdrave prehrambene navike.
Suddenly, Jenna suggested they explore healthy eating habits together.
Drugi su bili zainteresirani i složili su se da joj se pridruže na malom putovanju otkrova.
The others were intrigued and agreed to join her on a small journey of discovery.
Odlučili su započeti s jednostavnom promjenom u svom doručku.
They decided to start with a simple change in their breakfast routine.
Umjesto zaslađenih žitarica, odlučili su se za zobenu kašu s voćem.
Instead of sugary cereals, they opted for oatmeal topped with fruits.
Osjećali su se energičnije i spremnije za suočavanje s nadolazećim danom.
They felt more energized and ready to tackle the day ahead.
Osjećajući ponos zbog njihove odluke, planirali su večeru kuhanja.
Feeling proud of their decision, they planned a cooking night.
Eksperimentirali su s novim receptima i dijelili svoje rezultate jedni s drugima.
They experimented with new recipes and shared their results with each other.
S vremenom su postali sigurniji u svojim kulinarskim vještinama i uživali u putovanju zajedno.
Over time, they grew more confident in their cooking skills and enjoyed the journey together.
Na kraju, shvatili su da zdrava prehrana nije samo trend, već promjena načina života.
In the end, they realized that healthy eating was not just a trend, but a lifestyle change.